Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works.
Hey, good evening. Welcome, friends, to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. Our number 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, we want to hear from you on The Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls in our next segment. And I talked to Caroline Corey at the bottom of the hour. Caroline Corey is a futurist and a visionary author. She's also the founder of the Omnia Method. She's also a movie maker. We've had her on before. We're going to talk to Caroline Corey about universal consciousness and healing. Bottom of the hour, your calls. Next segment, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, head to my websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. All the longevity products are up on all the websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470 to order longevity products and ask about joining the Bright Side Ben team. When you call the Bright Side Ben phone team, 866-735-2470, you can also click on the Join the Team links, which are up at on all our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Love to have you as part of the longevity family. For you guys who are at our talk this morning at my lab in Broomfield, Colorado, thank you so much for joining us. Hope you had a good time. I talked about the longevity business opportunity, all the various longevity products, and the longevity philosophy of good health and nutrition and using nutritional supplementation to help reverse chronic degenerative diseases. There's no such thing as a chronic degenerative disease that cannot be improved or even reversed by using a good nutritional supplement program. That's what we're about here on The Bright Side, and that's what longevity is all about, using nutritional supplements for good health and longevity. I personally feel, as a healthcare professional and somebody who's been in the healing business as a pharmacist for now pushing 40 years, that nutritional deficiencies play a huge, huge role in how healthy or not healthy, how unhealthy we are. And it makes perfect sense when you consider the standard American diet, you consider digestive health issues that we're all dealing with, and when you consider the basic idea that most of us, present company excluded, think that you just go to the doctor when you're sick. You know, we sometimes give doctors a hard time, the medical folks a hard time. I don't really like to give doctors a hard time because really it's not their fault that they don't study nutrition. It's not their fault that they take people off their nutritional supplements when they go in their hospital, when they go into the hospital and make sure their medications work. It's not their fault that they poo-poo and marginalize and are dismissive of using nutritional supplements and food strategies and dietary strategies for good health, because that's not their specialty. That's not what they do. Doctors are responsible for helping us survive trauma, basically, and infection. And we've given them a role that they're not really equipped to handle. We've given them the role of helping us deal with our health, of helping us deal with our lifestyle-based health challenges when that's not their skill set. You know, you can go to a carpenter to build your cabinets. You find a carpenter who is the best carpenter in the world at building cabinets, and he can build the best darn cabinets ever. And you ask him to fix your car, and he's going to take a hammer and nail, and he's going to try to fix your engine or your transmission with the hammer and nail. He's going to probably destroy it because he's a carpenter. He's not a mechanic. Likewise, you don't go to a mechanic to fix your cabinets. If you ask a physician to help you deal with your diabetes or your blood sugar problems or your dysglycemia, you're going to get a drug. Never mind the fact that your dysglycemia or your diabetes is the end result of nutritional deficiencies and food choices or bad food choices that you're making. He's going to give you Ozempic, or he's going to give you Jardiance, or he's going to give you whatever the latest metformin or whatever the latest diabetes medication is that the salesperson went and told him about. That's not his fault. He doesn't understand the biochemistry of dysglycemia, and he's not supposed to. He's supposed to get you out of a pickle or get you out of a jam when a boulder hits you in the head or when, God forbid, you get into a car accident. It's our job to take care of our lifestyle-based health challenges, which are the vast majority of our health challenges. Diabetes, heart disease, diabetes is probably the leading cause of death if you factor in cancer and heart disease, which are both the end results of dysglycemia, messed up blood sugar. But if you have heart disease, you have cardiovascular health issues, if you have blood sugar issues, if you have a neurological problem, if you have an autoimmune disease, if you're dealing or one of your loved ones is dealing with dementia, there's nothing in the doctor's magical bag of tricks that's going to make a difference, because that's not what the medical model is supposed to do. You know, this idea of taking drugs chronically is not that, it's only about 60 or 70 years old. You know, the first drug that was taken chronically used to be the drugs when the pharmaceutical industry was growing up in the early part of the 20th century, late part of the 19th century. Drugs were something that you took and then you stopped taking. You took when you had some kind of health challenge that you needed your drug for, and then you stopped taking them. But right around the late 1950s or early 1960s, something happened that created a whole new way for patients to use medications. All of a sudden, something happened in the late 1950s and early 1960s where patients, instead of taking a drug and then getting off the drug as soon as they didn't need it anymore, were taking a drug every day, taking a drug routinely, taking a drug chronically, never getting off that drug. You know what that drug was? That was the birth control pill. The birth control pill was one of the first, if not the first, drug that people took when they weren't sick. They just stayed on it. Shortly thereafter, the anti-anxiety medications came out again. People just took them all the time. Even there was no getting off of your Valium, just like there was no getting off your birth control pill. You just took it every day. And so we have this mentality, this idea that we can somehow get better when we take drugs. That doesn't work. That's not how drugs work, people. If you are on a prescription drug and the doctor told you you're going to be on it the rest of your life, you have one health challenge, one health goal, and that is to figure out how to wean yourself off that prescription medication. And I said wean yourself off. You don't necessarily want to stop taking your drugs. Some drugs you got to be careful with, and you should always interact with your physician. When you decide it's time for you to get yourself off your beta blocker, your calcium channel blocker, or your SSRI, serotonin reuptake inhibitor, or whatever the medication is you're taking, you want to work with your physician. You want to tell him what you're doing. You don't have to listen to him if he says no. It's your body, but you should be working with him. And you tell him, look, I want to wean myself off this beta blocker. I want to wean myself off this antidepressant. I want to wean myself off this antihypertensive or calcium channel blocker. And if he doesn't want to help you, you find somebody who does. And there's not a single health challenge that you're taking a long-term prescription drug for, with some exceptions, I should say. Perhaps if you had an organ transplant, you may need to stay on an immune suppressant for the rest of your life. But for the most part, there's not a single drug that you're taking chronically that cannot be replaced by a good nutritional supplement program, by a good diet, by lifestyle changes, by exercise, and by addressing the four dimensions of healing, spiritual, mental, emotional, physical. And that's what the Bright Side is all about. That's what I've made my career all about for the last 40 years when I first started studying the power of nutrition in pharmacy school, no less. And that's what longevity is all about, and that's what we talked about in my lab today. We'll do another talk if you're in the Colorado area and you missed it. We had a snowstorm this weekend, so a lot of folks didn't get to come in. If you didn't make it, we're going to do another one next month. and we hope to see you there. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. Got lots of folks who want to talk to us today, so we'll get the calls right away. In our next segment, Carolyn Corey, futurist, visionary author, and founder of the Omnium Method, coming up at the bottom of the hour. You're listening to The Bright Side. We shall return right after this break.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben here, 844-236-6010 is our number. Got a bunch of folks who want to speak to us, so we'll just hit the phones. Carolyn Corey coming up at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about consciousness and consciousness healing. And energy healing with Carolyn Corey. She's been on the program before. She's a movie maker, and as well as an author and the founder of the Omnia Method, Carolyn Corey. Bottom of the hour, your calls coming up. Let's go to Andy in California and say good afternoon. What's going on, Andy?
Hey Ben, nice to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you. How can we help you, my man?
So I had a question about the stomach lining. We've talked earlier, but basically I'm not gaining weight and I'm just belching a lot. And I thought
The belching. I think you did tell me something about parasites last time we spoke, right?
And we're talking about achlorhydria and all that. And now I'm starting belching pretty much after my meal. Something. It's something with the stomach, and I've heard of gas.
Yeah, it could be the stomach. It could be low stomach acid. That's the first thing I think about, believe it or not. If you're, a lot of times when people have reflux or belching, it's hard for them to understand it. The stomach, low stomach acid, a condition called achlorhydria, can result in incompletely digested food. That incompletely digested food will create a source of nutrition for bacteria in the small intestine, which will in turn emit gases, and that's really where the belching comes from. So I think you and I have talked about SIBO before, haven't we? Small intestinal bacterial overgrowth?
Yes, I know you talked a couple months about it. Question's kind of like the stomach lining. If the stomach lining's inflamed, can that kind of create the same?
Inflammation in the stomach lining, condition called gastritis, itis meaning inflammation, gastric referring to the stomach, can definitely result in a suppression of stomach acid or not producing enough stomach acid. When you don't produce enough stomach acid, you lose a major antibacterial strategy that the body has. That's one of the ways the body kills excess bacteria off is with stomach acid. When you're not making enough stomach acid, bacteria can proliferate in the small intestine. Once bacteria proliferate in the small intestine, that's usually what happens, is belching. In fact, if you're chronically belching after meals, you can pretty much assume that that's the condition. How long does it take you after you eat for the belching to occur? Is it immediate or is it a few hours later?
Immediate, like 3 minutes after a bite.
That's where then it has to do with the stomach, because it takes a few hours for the food to get into the intestine. So if it's happening that quickly, I would say that you're dealing with some kind of condition in the stomach. Do you have any pain or any kind of discomfort in the stomach?
No pain, just discomfort, and I have to make myself belch, and that's just kind.
It very well could have to do with low stomach acid or gastritis. Typically, though, you'll feel a little bit of pain if you're dealing with gastritis. The most common cause of gastritis is a bacteria that's called H. pylori. Have you heard of this?
Pylori, yeah. I've done a lot of research. Real quick, would you get an endoscopy?
You're cutting out. Say that one more time.
Would you recommend getting an endoscopy?
Yeah.
A lot of
An endoscopy can determine if there's any inflammation. They put a scope inside your body to look to see if, or inside your through your digestive tract, through your mouth, to see if there's any kind of inflammation in the stomach. But you can pretty much assume that you're dealing with some kind of gastritis condition. I would try this: a mild acidifying agent like betaine HCL. Have you tried that?
Yep, I take like three of them with my meals, and it kind of doesn't help with the belching.
Okay, then try it a little bit stronger. Go with apple cider vinegar, which is a little bit stronger. If that doesn't help, get a prescription for HCL or hydrochloric acid drops and have a pharmacist compound that for you. If that doesn't work, then it's probably something else, because that's the big guns. So I'd go betaine HCL first. You said that doesn't really work. Any improvement at all when you do the betaine HCL?
No, actually worse on the belching.
Worse on the belching. All right, then go some apple cider vinegar and see what happens. And then if that doesn't work, go HCL. And then see if you can notice what foods are causing the belching. If it's fatty foods, that would imply something going on with bile or the gallbladder. If it's sugary foods or carbohydrates, you might be dealing with the SIBO condition. And if it's protein foods, then it more than likely is achlorhydria at the level of the stomach. So see if you can isolate the foods. Try to eat foods that are primarily carbohydrates and see what happens, that are primarily fat, even teaspoons of Udo's blend or something like that, and see what happens. And then pure protein, like protein powder or something like, or maybe some beef, and see what happens. See if you can isolate the food that's causing the problem. I'll give you some ideas. And then once you give me a call back, let me know what you find out.
Yeah, I think it's all of the above. But thanks for your help. I appreciate it.
Appreciate it, Andy. Thank you so much. Let's move on to Cassie in Minnesota. Good afternoon, Cassie. What's going on?
Hi, Ben. I have been on a pretty strict elimination diet. We've talked a lot. And I am adding foods back in, and I am finding that fatty foods like coconut and, yeah, mainly like coconut.
What do you mean by
milk?
Coconut? Coconut milk, like coconut, or just coconut?
Yeah. Coconut fat and like the meat of a coconut is flushing right through me. Is that normal?
Yeah.
To have
no, that's not normal.
That?
No. Have you tried like a pure fat, like teaspoons of oil or something along those lines?
No. Like
Well, you can do coconut, but I would do a teaspoon of Udo, nutritional oil, like Udo's Blend, and see what happens. Okay? If you have a problem with that, chances are pretty good that you've got some kind of bile issue or perhaps a gallbladder issue. Any pain anywhere after you eat the fat?
No.
Any discomfort?
No.
It's just going right through you.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. See if it's do a couple teaspoons of oil and see what happens. If you burp, you feel discomfort. If you have loose stools or anything as a result of that, it could be a couple things. It could be bile in the gallbladder, or it could also be some kind of inflammation at the level of the intestine. I don't know what which one it would be. But see what happens when you do the straight oil or even just straight butter or something, and see what happens. And then let me know, and I can maybe hone in on some kind of on a cause and then on a solution. Just straight coconut, because coconut's not pure fat. So you don't really know that it's necessarily fat. Try it with straight fat and see what happens, okay?
Okay, will do. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Cassie. There's our friend Tanya. What's going on, Tanya?
Hi, Ben. Oh, my God.
Nice to talk to you.
So great to be back. I've been trying to redo my whole health situation for many years. As you know, I've known you for many, many years.
Yes, for
probably
10 years.
And I'm going to stay back. Yeah.
Good for you.
It's because of, you know, I guess ever since my gallbladder was removed, and I think, you know, it's just been an ongoing journey.
That's terrible. Why did they take your gallbladder out? Did you have stones? Did you have pain? Or what was going on?
You know, I did. I had pain on my left side, and I was going through a lot of stress around that time in my life, and I think a mixture of stress and a mixture of a bunch of things that I couldn't take it, and so I was something was wrong. I've always had digestive issues since I was very young.
It could have easily been eating the wrong food allergies, food intolerances. You're Hispanic, no?
Yeah, I'm Hispanic, and I think the mixture of not having proper nutrition coupled with that. I mean, it could have been a whole bunch of different things, but.
We're going to run out of time. You only have about a minute. Okay. Tell me how I can help you.
Yes. So I'm having this burning sensation in my esophagus.
In your esophagus?
My esophagus. And it's kind of
after you eat?
Like
after you eat? Tanya, after you eat, you get a burning sensation?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's not a good sign at all. You know, we're out of time. I want to talk. Can you call back tomorrow, Tanya, and we can help you out?
Yeah, absolutely.
Call back tomorrow. I'll get you first up, and we'll talk about burning this out. It's definitely not a good sign. Thanks, Tanya. Appreciate the call.
Okay.
And that is it for the segment. Carolyn Corey coming up next. You're listening to The Bright Side.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on health care by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.
USA News Update. President Joe Biden visiting the town of East Palestine, Ohio yesterday at the invitation of the mayor. That visit about a year after the Norfolk Southern train derailment that released toxic chemicals on the town. Biden saying he will be with them till the end and hold Norfolk Southern accountable. A house in Sterling, Virginia, less than 5 miles from Washington Dulles Airport, exploded last night as fire crews were inside, killing one firefighter, injuring at least 11 others, including 9 other firefighters. President Biden saying yesterday he was both not surprised and outraged by reports of the death of Alexei Navalny, the longtime Russian opposition politician and critic of Vladimir Putin, who Biden believes is responsible for Navalny's death. Corey Myers, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air weekend evening, Saturday and Sunday evening, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, 24/7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. You'll find all the longevity products up at brightsideben.com, as well as the Join the Team link that you can use if you want to start a home-based business. Likewise, our blog, pharmacistben.com, and our news stories, blog posts, and video page, which is criticalhealthnews.com. All the longevity products are up on all the websites, as well as the Join the Team link. You can also call 866-735-2470 for more info. 866-735-2470 for more info. If you missed our lecture and Super Saturday event at my lab in Broomfield, Colorado, we're going to do another one next month. stay tuned for more details. It'll probably be, I'm guessing, February or maybe early March. And then if you want to sign up to join the Brightside Bend team, call 866-735-2470 or hit the Join the Team link at brightsidebend.com, pharmacistbend.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, all available at Truth Treatments with an S, truthtreatments.com. All our two treatments were formulated in my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with various skin health issues, prevention of post-surgical scarring or post-traumatic scarring, eczema, psoriasis, acne, and just for treating plain old dry or aging skin. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, water, silicone, vegetable oil, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our Truth Skin Health products. Just 100% active and functional ingredients featuring lots and lots and lots and lots of fat-soluble vitamin C, retinol, plant-derived minerals, amino acids, all in transdermal delivery vehicles for getting those nutrients to the living cells, which live in the lower levels of the skin and in the dermis. All our True Skin Health products are designed to heal the skin because it's about the health of the skin, and that's why they're called Truth Skin Health products, because at the end of the day, folks, healthy skin is beautiful skin. Check them all out at Truth Treatments with an S, truthtreatments.com. TrueTreatments.com. All right, I am super stoked to talk to our guest tonight. Caroline Corey is a futurist, a visionary author. She's the founder of the Omnium Method. She's also a movie maker. Superhuman, a provocative award-winning documentary that provides tangible evidence for the powers of the human mind over matter, something we talk about on the Bright Side all the time. She's a friend of the program. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Caroline Corey. Hello, Caroline.
Hi, Ben.
So nice to talk to you again, and I love your story. Also, you have online courses, I just noticed. Is that true still?
Yeah, I've been teaching a very long time. In fact, that's how I started. I started teaching meditation and mind over matter stuff, you know, healing, how to try to heal your body with your mind, quieting the mind, and things like that. And eventually, I started making films about the subject.
Well, I want to know a little bit about how you, what you're teaching people, and I imagine you teach people how to access higher consciousness, that kind of thing. But you have a very interesting story about how you got in, how you woke up, we'll say, at a very early age. Just tell us a little bit about that, and then we'll jump into the book and the movies and the classes and a few other things that we can talk about here. But how did you get, tell the folks how you got into this. It was a very cool story. I remember you told us the last time.
Actually 5 years old, and I realized that I could see a subtle energy. What this means is I could see kind of, it's not like ghosts and spirits and stuff like that. I just could see like the aura, let's say, of a person. And, you know, I could tell what was wrong with them or what happened to them. But also I had this encounter, you know, there was this big light that filled the room, and I felt that I was connected with my true essence, so to speak. And so that opened me up to the idea that we're not just the physical body, the physical brain. There's a whole world that we are connected to all the time. We just don't know how to tap into it. And so because of that experience, I kind of stayed open to that possibility, and I wanted to understand how, like how it happened, because it was a spontaneous experience. It just, the room filled with light, and I realized I was communicating telepathically, getting messages, seeing things. Yeah.
It didn't scare you at all? You weren't scared?
No, you know what? And people ask me, like, did you tell your parents?
Yeah.
I didn't really say anything because the experience was so lovely. I was like, oh, my God, this feels like home, you know?
Wow.
Yeah, it was very familiar, very beautiful. But, you know, I was 5 years old, so I didn't think it was special. I thought, like, all kids did that. So I didn't want to say anything because I thought it was a normal thing. It was later that I realized, like, wait, what just happened there?
Yeah. Did you have your parents, what were they like? Were they conservative folks? Were they open-minded? Or did you have any kind of, were you prepared for any of this stuff by your parents as a 5-year-old?
No, not at all. I mean, like, I was in a Catholic school, but I never really attended anything. So we weren't really religious or they're more open and spiritual in general, but not really imposing anything on me. So I was able to kind of just stay open to any sort of possibility, which is a good thing, you know. And so, so because of that, it stayed in my mind, like, wait, how did I do this? How is it possible? How can you meet someone and see information that they didn't tell you about? Like, how does that work? And so because of that, I realized we were talking about consciousness. And so I started researching consciousness, and I put myself in a very rigorous training. You know, I would sit for hours and hours and hours in meditation trying to figure out, okay, if I focus this way, what do I see? If I focus that way. And more importantly, I wanted to make sure I wasn't making stuff up, you know, because that's the first thought, like, wait, maybe it's my imagination. Maybe it's not real. Maybe I'm crazy, you know? And so of course, what happens is with time studying and researching the subject, I would get validation. Like if I focused a certain way, I would feel things and know things and then get validation. Validation after validation, eventually I figured out some sort of methodology, you know, that was helping people heal or get information clearly and things like that.
So you used a big word, and I have my own idea of what that means. But how are you using that word and the word consciousness? And then when you define that with your own personal definition, how does that relate to what's called higher consciousness?
Yeah. So to me, consciousness is a fundamental substance. I want to call it.
Is it a substance? You see it as a substance, like a thing that you could touch, something tangible.
You don't really touch as a material thing, but a substance in the sense that it has an energy. It's its own form of energy. And when I say fundamental, it means that it's at the base of everything. So from consciousness emerges intelligent life like you and me, but also the physical world, like planets and trees and animals. So from that fundamental substance and energy emerges all of aspects of life.
Like a canvas to a painting? Is that accurate?
Of course.
Okay. Yeah. Hang on to that thought. Okay. I've got to take a commercial break. And when we come back, I want to talk about how you teach people to access that. Okay. Carolyn Corey is with us. And more with Carolyn on The Bright Side right after this.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we are back on The Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben here. Our guest is Carolyn Corey, futurist, movie maker, visionary, author, founder of the Omnium Method. Carolyn, we're talking about consciousness before we went to break. So yes. Consciousness, you say, is the canvas upon which all reality emerges. Can consciousness or understanding consciousness, you think, can be used for health and wellness, physical health and wellness? And if so, how?
Yeah, 100%. So, you know, if I continue my logic, you know, if everything emerges from the same fabric, then everything is connected on some level, at a fundamental level. And so if everything is connected, then you are connected not just with each other, but you are connected with a larger consciousness of things. You know, people say we're all connected. So it's not just a concept out there. It's actually scientifically validated. And so if you are connected with the all that is, basically, the intelligence of the universe, well, it knows how to heal you. It made your body. You didn't come here and invent how your heart should work, how your digestive system should work. There is a divine intelligence embedded in your body, right? So you are the one that's interfering with its functioning. When we stress out, when we ate, you know, junk food, and then you are interfering with its natural process. And so if you kind of undo what you're doing, what your mind has been doing, and go back to the fundamental substance that created your body, then you can reverse the process and achieve healing, if that makes sense. So it's a perspective. It's looking at it from a different perspective. And when you do that, then the healing can begin.
That's great. You know, David Icke talks a lot about perception, how reality is perception. Is that kind of what you're saying when you say perspective? Are you referring to perception?
Yeah. Perception, okay, gotcha. Exactly. Yeah, and everything starts with thought. You know, like, for example, when you want to eat, you start by thinking, oh, I want to eat, I'm hungry, or something's wrong, or I have to, as soon as you wake up in the morning, you're thinking, I have to go do this, I have to do that, I have the kids, the mother, you know, the work, the money. And so you're constantly putting out a form of energy in your body. I mean, where do these thoughts go? You know, Einstein said once an energy is created, it cannot be destroyed. So in the thought, your thought is a form of energy. You don't see it, but it's a frequency. It's an energy. You're sending a frequency from your brain, so to speak, from your consciousness. So all of this information is floating around in your field and eventually in your cells. So your thoughts are basically making you sick.
Well,
if you change your thoughts. Yeah,
you change your thoughts, you'll change your health pattern. But isn't that a little taboo to say? Isn't that a little taboo? You're responsible for your disease. Your thinking is responsible for your disease. You don't get pushback from that. It seems like that's a very dangerous thing to tell somebody.
Yeah. So of course nobody thinks, okay, I want to get cancer. Of course not.
Right.
But when you are having self-destructive thoughts like I'm not good enough, I'm failure, and this and that, then these are negative thoughts that you're putting into the subconscious mind. So it's your subconscious mind that's accumulating all of these negative thoughts. So, and when you are creating, you are an entire being. You're creating with your conscious, your subconscious, and your superconscious. All aspects of you are creating. But if the subconscious has more stuff, you know, has the dominant aspect, then it's going to take over, so to speak. But this is what I say when people, you know, have a hard time with this one. If a part of you is responsible for that creation, then this, to me, that's actually an empowering thing. It doesn't mean something outside of you that you cannot control. If you put it there, then you can just take it out.
Right. If you take responsibility, then you can do something about it.
Exactly. So to me, it's actually an empowering thing to know.
Got it. And I agree with you. So let me ask you, I want to get into this to OmniMedia, but real quick, when you say higher consciousness, are you talking about consciousness, given the definition of consciousness as a canvas, when you say higher consciousness, what does that actually mean? Like you're perceiving more subtle things, or how are you defining higher consciousness in the context of consciousness being a canvas to the painting?
So you can look at it as spectrum. You know, a part of your brain is tapped into one spectrum, the human spectrum, which allows you to see certain things and hear certain things. And you and I are talking and we're using the cognitive part of the brain that's processing information, right? I'm thinking, okay, well, how am I going to respond to this? Which word do I use? And so, this is all like cognitive processing of the brain. And so it's a spectrum we're all tapped into. But then when you quiet your mind, when you let go, it's kind of like you bypass this spectrum. You know, you meditation does that, you know, going to a zero point. What happens is that you open up to a wider spectrum. This wider spectrum allows you to tap into, I mean, if people want to simplify it, maybe imagination or energy that normally you cannot perceive because you're talking, you know what I mean? So it opens up to this entire spectrum that you can only tap into when you are in this quiet space. And when you are in that quiet space, then it allows you to merge back, so to speak, with the wider consciousness, the original canvas that is connected to everything. And when you do that, you have such a wider perspective of things. I mean, I do this simple meditation that allows you to switch from this normal human brain, linear brain functioning, to this wider, expansive state of being. And it's amazing. Every time, first of all, right away, you feel a sense of peace. You feel centered, you feel connected and calm, and more importantly, a lot of the questions that you think you have all of a sudden aren't even relevant. It's like you start to see the problem from a bird's eye view, from a much wider perspective, that it changes, you know, your idea of what the problem is. Mm. You see, and you start to resolve it from that point of view, and it's a whole different ballgame, and it's a whole different idea of healing.
Yeah, our perspective is really dependent on the distance that we're perceiving things from. So if you look at the body from a certain distance, it looks like something, but if you zoom in and you look at it closer and closer and closer, it looks completely different. Likewise, farther and farther and farther away. And I think that's what you mean when you say spectrum, is that your perspective, your point of view is going to have an impact based on whether you're looking really close or whether you're far, further away or anywhere along the lines of that. You know about the electromagnetic spectrum. So when I hear you say spectrum, I think of that continuum of gamma rays to radio waves with the visible spectrum somewhere in between. So when you say spectrum, you're thinking about something along the lines of that kind of continuum, except in consciousness instead of electromagnetics, correct?
Yeah, exactly. You can look at it through the electromagnetic spectrum. So, for example, you know, you can only hear, you can see between 400 and 700 nanometers or whatever. You know, you can hear from 20,000 to 200,000 decibels or whatever. So, I mean, it hurts. So it's like, so that is the range of the electromagnetic field we're all tapped into. But then when your brain is functioning, in fact, we did this experiment, not in the movie, but in other workshops that I've led. So when I, for example, leading this meditation and then you do the EEG, you know, you put it on your brain and you're also using vocal voice analysis to pick up data. What is your brain doing? What is what part of the spectrum is it tapping into? What's happening when you are in a meditative state? And there's something called the waking delta, you know, that jumps like crazy when you're in this meditative state, which normally it shouldn't be. Yeah.
How do you get into that state? I'm sorry to interrupt you. I only have a few seconds, but that you've intrigued me. How do you get into that state?
Well, you know, like I said, there are several exercises, but there's one very simple meditation that I've created that is basically that frequency. And if you entrain your brain to that frequency, you're there.
Entrainment. Entrainment.
Yeah. It's called Connecting to Source. And
this
free
is on your
website.
Tell us your website real quick. We're just out of time, Caroline. What's your website?
Okay. Yeah, CarolineCorey.com and OmniumMedia.com.
I wish we had more time to talk, but if you don't mind, hang on the line and I'll book you again for another appearance. Do you mind coming back on?
Okay.
I got so much more I want to ask you. Thank you so much, Caroline. That was awesome. Caroline Corey, I love it when you come on the program. Caroline Corey, futurist visionary author, movie maker. Her movie is Superhuman, and that is all the time we have for this evening on The Bright Side. Thanks for listening, friends. We'll be back at you tomorrow, Sunday evening, 6 p.m. MST. Hope to see you there. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular Saturday evening. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Bye for now. Howdy, folks. Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-5000.
4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.